Vast Bank presents the latest episode of Tulsa Little Jam, hosted by Juan Reynoso.
Hey, put your hands together, guys, for another episode of Tulsa Little Jam. We're very excited to be here with you. This is our final episode, special edition episode, coming at you from Tulsa's great raft race. So we've had a lot of fun. Yeah, I heard some crazy guys behind us screaming. We love them. Yes, you're in the wrong place, though. You should be out here watching. So we're very happy, and I'm very excited to be closing out this special edition episode with somebody that I feel like we tried a few times to get him on, and there was like scheduling issues and stuff, because he's kind of a big deal. So I'm gonna let him rock and roll to show you why he's a big deal. Put your hands together, guys, for Jesse Joyce. He needs the microphone.
This little town for at least an hour or two. All I'm thinking now is let's ditch the crowd. There's some one-on-one I'm looking forward to. Oh no, don't get me wrong, I'm having a real good time, but I can't wait for tomorrow. Smile so shy without makeup. We'll snap a selfie with our bed heads all a mess. Drink too much coffee, put some music in the air. Dance around the living room in our underwear. I couldn't dream of a better day for you and I. Honey, this ain't just some song about tonight. We're on the same page, I can tell by the way you chug that last glass of wine. I will pay the tab and you call a cab. Let's slip out without telling our friends goodbye. Oh no, it won't take long, let's forget we even around the living room in our underwear. I couldn't dream of a better day for you and I. Honey, this ain't just some song about tonight. Coffee, put some music in the air. Dance around the living room in our underwear. I couldn't dream of a better day for you and I. Honey, this ain't just some song. This ain't just some song about tonight.
Thank you.
This season of Tulsa Little Jam is presented by Vast Bank.
I feel like I had to book you like months in advance to be able to make this work.
Yeah, I think it was back in May we started talking about it. I'm very happy to be a part of it. Very happy. I was last night actually binge watching episodes.
Oh, really? Were you really?
Yeah. I meant to get on, and I was just like, I'm just going to watch a few to get comfortable with everything. And I've seen the show before, but I wanted to, you know, get, you know, familiar, a little more familiar with it. And I watched like five.
Nice.
Yeah, I love it, man. Killer show. Very good show.
We try. We have a great crew, but just like you have to have a great band behind you and stuff, you know, it helps to have like a really great crew that put up with my insanity.
Oh, absolutely. It takes a team. It takes a village, right?
So I want to hear the background on Jesse Joyce. Tell me, because you are an Okie.
I am an Okie. I was born in Tulsa, and I guess around one, moved to Nashville. My family moved to Nashville. My parents were in a band, actually. My mom and dad were in a band with my aunt and uncle, and that's how my mom and dad met. So I was just born into it, and we went to Nashville, and for about 10 years there, they played around that town. And then we came back to Oklahoma, and that's kind of when I started playing guitar. I took lessons from my grandmother, some family friends, and family as well. And then started getting into bands and stuff, and singing and songwriting. And about 20, I'm 31 now, so a little over a decade, I've been able to do it for full time.
So you were born into music, basically. So do you feel like you were forced into it, or is it something that you knew you loved from the
get-go? No, it was definitely, I was, you know, going out to see him. Sometimes we'd go out, and I know it's like a little, you know, you're not supposed to do this, but my mom would take my brother and I to the venues they were playing, and we'd kind of be in the back, you know, and we were young, just hanging out any night they were playing. Mostly it was weekends, you know, and stuff like that. But yeah, we were surrounded by it, and it just felt, you know, at first it was like one of those, like, this is cool, this looks cool, right? You know, and when you get into music, I'm sure everybody's kind of like, they want to be a part of something cool, or anything, you know, baseball, football, anything, you know, you just want to be. And that was the first, you know, that's cool, I want to do something cool, you know. So yeah, it was never forced. It was very natural, just kind of, you know, wanting to do that.
See, for me, I love, everybody does think music is cool, you know, so yeah, you're like, yeah, man, that's badass.
Yeah, I want to do that. It was that, or baseball, and I got into baseball, I got into Little League, and it was like a terrible experience. I wasn't good. First, I just thought if you wanted to do it, and you thought you could do it, you just did it, you know, you go and do that, and so for me, baseball was not it. I love it so much, and I, you know, and all my buddies were doing it, and I was like, I'm going to do that too, but no, I couldn't do it. But I could do guitar, and I could sing, so I was like, maybe this, let's try this a little harder, you know, do that. And so I did that and got into high school band and stuff and did that whole thing too.
So yeah, so there you go. See, high school band's not that cool. And me, I was I was musical theater and theater. Oh. So I was definitely, but I was cool because I also played sports.
You're still cool.
So just so we know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, man. And it was always one of those things too, to where I could play between, like, hanging out with the jocks and the musicians, you know? I mean, you know how you get the segregation thing too? A lot of times I kind of lucked out and was able to kind of ride somewhere in between a little bit. I think, yeah. You know, because I've also played, I don't know if it's because, I mean, I was in marching band all through high school and stuff, or no, I guess half of high school. And then,
it's okay if it was all high school. You can,
yeah. No, I'm just trying to get the timeline right. And then I actually started playing music with my dad. My dad and I had a band when I was like in a junior in high school, and we'd play during the weekend. So it was, I think that's why I was able to kind of, you know, to ride down the middle and kind of have friends on both sides of the jocks and the band thing. You know, sometimes it gets segregated sometimes. So I had buddies on both sides there. So.
Yeah, I'm with you. I hung out with every demographic when
there
I was
you
growing
go,
up.
Man. There you go.
I didn't want to be, you can't put me in a corner. You can't put Jesse Joyce in the corner.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Arts Alliance of Tulsa.
I've turned over a new leaf, that's right. Faced a killer work week, but I survived. Normally I hit the boards up at quitting time. I can just hear them now, raising hell right about sundown. When they catch wind that I ain't going out. Tonight I'm a lone ranger in a Chevy truck. Got the phone shut off, roll the windows up, crank the satellite radio way down. Silverado. chances are beyond a sound. No, I ain't getting wild, but I'm living free. An empty shotgun seat makes perfect company. Sore as a cold stone, but I've never felt so high. Riding so low, it's been a while since I took things slow. Knocked off by laying low. Now and then this life can stack up a heavy toe. I like to unload by being alone. Tonight I'm a lone ranger in a Chevy truck. Got the phone shut off, roll the windows up, crank the satellite radio way down. Silverado horses are
so much.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Oklahoma Distilling Company.
So that progression then, after high school, we got into what?
Right after high school, I got into my first cover band and started playing a lot of the casinos around town, which kind of helped me hone, you know, the craft of, you know, just playing full shows. You know, you're doing like a full night of music, which is usually 3 1-hour sets. That's when I started really getting into songwriting and kind of honing my own sound and songwriting craft. I think early 20s, you know, I was in that band for a few years, a band called Another Alibi. And, after that, I met a good guy in town. He came out to see a show. His name was, Gary Morgan, and he really helped me kind of hone that. And he helped me co-write a lot of the songs on my first album. And he just really took me under his wing. He rolled the dice on that one, and I just kept showing up for writing sessions, and we made it happen. He helped me out a whole lot.
And then talk to me about what made your decision to everybody in case the world I'm sure they have not forgotten because you're still very young is you tried out for American Idol.
I did. I think I was 20, maybe 24, 20. I think. 23 or 24, I believe. And I'd been reluctant. I didn't want to, it was one of those things where for some reason I didn't want that to be part of the path. You know, I felt at first it's like, no, this is, you know, that's kind of like an easy way to do it or something that the guys I looked up to didn't do per se. And Idol had come to Oklahoma City and I was off that weekend that they were there. So it's like, okay, I'm gonna go. And we went, and we turned around. It was my wife and I. We turned around 3 times. I, like, changed my mind 3 times to do it. And then we ended up making it there, and I signed the contract and did the audition. You've got to get through, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but I think you can. I don't know. There's preliminary rounds before you get to the celebrity rounds. I think that's publicly known, right?
Oh, yeah,
we can talk about that. So you
believe
get
it or not, you are not my first Idol contestant on the show.
Oh, good.
So you made it through the preliminary rounds.
Yeah,
into the celebrity
rounds. There was about 5 of those, and then made through the celebrity rounds, and then got passed through and went to Hollywood, made it through several rounds there. It was one of those things. I'm you know, singer, songwriter, and guitar player. And so when I was doing Idol, it was the last year that they were not allowing you to have an instrument. And so for me, it was anytime you take away songwriting or guitar playing, for me, it's just kind of, I feel naked a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was, you know, I knew it was a long shot from the get-go, but I thought if I could just get far enough to where they'd allow me to have a guitar, you know, and then I could be, say, you know, this is what it is, you know. But, yeah, unfortunately, it got cut short there. I made it a few rounds into Hollywood. After group round, I got cut and came back home. But, yeah, good experience. I learned a lot, and, you know, I'm thankful for what it was.
Yeah, but, I mean, if anything, I would think that at least kind of gave you, like, a sort of a rude awakening as to how intense the business side of music and film can be.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, it was it felt foreign, like I said, and it when I was voted off, I was just like, thank God. I mean, it was like a sigh of relief. And I don't know, you know, it maybe the pressure, everything, and it was very fast paced. And the year I was there, they picked your group for you, and then they gave you like three songs you could pick from to perform, and three of which I didn't know. And so you kind of had to memorize those songs overnight to perform them on TV the next day. A little much for, at least for me. The other guys seemed to do okay, you know, but too much pressure for me, man. Too much. Too much learning over one in one night.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Riley's Wine and Spirits.
This next song is another song that's going to be on my upcoming album called Whose Side Are You On? Tear you up. Her pink bag, so packed a punch. She rushed out my front door with my favorite t-shirt on. She's so mean, but I think I miss her. I've been asking my heart questions since she went.
Don't not hold up in my past.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Tulsa Music Awards.
What is the ultimate goal then for Jesse Joyce? Today's Jesse Joyce.
I think it's definitely changed, especially in the past few years. You know, obviously my dreams are still as high as you can go. You know, I shoot for that. But I think I've spent a lot of time focusing too much on that and kind of not necessarily ignoring where I am, but not really taking advantage and kind of like taking in the process in itself. So I think now it's just I'm spending more time enjoying where I am. And, you know, spending a lot of time writing, recording, and putting out new music. And, you know, just trying, you know, to expand my audience as much as I can. Play different towns and venues I haven't played before. To just kind of, you know, pounding the pavement, I guess, just so to speak.
Yeah, no, but I mean that's actually a very good point, and a lot of artists lose sight of that and stuff. They put their dreams solely on like the ultimate thing, without, and they completely forget to focus on steps. You can't just leap over that.
Exactly.
You know, you have to take those steps and appreciate the moments that you're in.
And it's very easy to ignore where you are when you're not, you know, when you're not present, you know. With anything, really, you know, it's a daily thing where you're just like, we're here today. This is what we got. This is what we're doing. You know, this is what we can do to move forward. Let's do that.
You're even more proof that there is like an immense amount of talent here that is discoverable. You know what I mean? That Oklahoma, especially Tulsa, has like this crazy pool of talent. And it still completely astounds me how many new acts I keep listening to that I'm like, where do these guys keep coming from? So
yeah, absolutely, man. And funny you say, my wife and I have been making a point to go out at least once or twice a month to go, you know, see new acts or see somebody that we haven't seen in a while. And actually, Matt Maxwell, the guy who played bass with us today, I met him today. And my bass player that normally plays with us, Todd Shaver, wasn't able to make the show, so I just sent him all the music, and he showed up and played it. We'd never met, and we met like 20 minutes before the show. And he's a perfect example of what you're talking about. Yeah, he nailed it.
I mean, I don't know if that's commonplace, but that to me is pretty astounding. To be able to nail it that easily and stuff. That's pretty, it's pretty incredible.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
a generous contribution from Craig and Susan Lindberg.
Girl, quit running from who he's made you become. Revenge looks summer dress hard on you. Go on, show him how you're better off without. Surrender into his selfish moves. Paint the town, board a flat, be anywhere but home tonight. Get out there and live your life. You ain't no hang around just in case, safety net. You are that free fall feeling every guy wants to catch. Don't let nobody make you think you're less than that.
Thank you.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Dos Bandidos.
So what's next then, actually, for Jesse Joyce?
I'm just, you know, like I said, just writing and recording as much as possible. And I've got a new album coming out later this year. I've been working with a company in Nashville called Century Music Group. I've got a new producer named Art Ward, and we're working hard to kind of, you know, establish the road ahead. And for us, it's all about getting in front of new faces, new venues, whether it's just me and an acoustic guitar or full band, you know, which I love. I love both for different reasons, but that's, we're kind of doing the slow and steady thing, kind of, you know, not trying to rush anything, but definitely making progress as we go forward.
Do you get to tour a lot?
You know, we play a lot in the tri-state area. We've never actually booked a tour. You know, and that's definitely something that I've always wanted to do. And even being an opening act for, you know, a national headliner, if we could, you know, jump onto something like that, I've always wanted to do that. That's a big dream of mine, you know, just go around the nation playing your stuff. That's on the bucket list.
But do you make a full-time living at it?
Yeah.
See, I mean, that's to me, that's something that's worth noting, is that it is possible to be here and still make an actual full-time living playing music.
Yeah, and thank you for saying. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I know a lot of parents are hesitant when their kid comes home and they say, I want to be this, I want to do that. Yeah. And they're like, no, you're not, because you need to get a degree, you need to do this and stuff. But the possibility is there, and you're further proof of that.
Right. Well, thank you for saying.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Andolini's Pizzeria.
Once again, my name is Jesse Joyce. Y'all give it up one more time for Matt Maxwell over here on the bass guitar. Teddy Scott on electric guitar and vocals. Jared Mann back here on the drums. We're going to close out the set with the title track, a song I wrote for my first album, a song called Oklahoma Weather.
Just a ring.
This episode of Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by The Hunt Club.
So I'm really excited, guys. Thank you so much to Jesse Joyce for being here on the season two closing episode of Tulsa Little Jam. And let's give it up one more time, guys, for Jesse Joyce. Jesse Joyce, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you once again for joining us to this special edition series of tapings of Tulsa Little Jam, guys. We will see you on the next one. That was a very creepy sign out, but you're going to have to live with it. Thanks so much, guys.
This episode featured Jesse Joyce, hosted by Juan Reynoso, executive producer Carlos Moreno, writer-producer-director Juan Reynoso,
cinematographer and lighting designer Bradley Cook,
swing Kyle Johnson, camera operators Bradley Cook, Mark Rains,
Nick Whitaker,
technical director, sound recordist, and mixer Ken Llewellyn,
edited by Brian Hicks. Production assistance by Graciela Moreno. Special thanks to Woody Guthrie Center,
Christopher Riley, Diane Rose Riley, Craig and Susan Lindbergh, Jeremy Kavnis, Doug DeJarnett, Andy Cagle,
Tully Bowman, Jerry Wofford, Sam Flowers, Molly McCown, Dina Stafford McLeod, Jennifer Moreno, Karen Lacey.